You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 67, Out of Time. Faraway galaxies, people running, DVDs discontinued, all covered this week. Not covered are the drinks I made this last weekend. Drank them down without any issues. Well, what were you expecting? And with that, let's start the news. Walter Scott, shot and killed by police officer Michael Slager in North Charleston, South Carolina. So, white cop shoots unarmed black male and kills him. Where have we heard this before? So, Walter had been stopped for a traffic violation, a non-working taillight. Hey, I've been pulled over for that before. But also had a warrant for back child support. Officer placed taser next to Walter after he was shot 9 times in the back while fleeing on foot. So, okay, guy runs away. Okay, I mean, probably shouldn't have run. Okay, shot 8 times in the back. What the fuck? Really? Didn't have a gun, unarmed. Had a warrant for his arrest for back child support money, you know, and he was stopped for a non-working taillight. All right, eyewitness. So here's the. I mean, there's no good thing to this whole thing, but you know, the positive. An eyewitness filmed the whole incident from the time of fleeing. So once the video footage surfaced, it showed that the officer lied about the facts. The officer was fired and charged with murder within days to avoid another Ferguson, is what the mayor of North Charleston said. So I applaud North Charleston for their quick actions in this case. Once the evidence showed he killed Mr. Scott, there is a small amount of time that is not on video, you know, so that, you know, like, okay, anyone that supports this cop, that's like, well, wait a second. You know, it's like, So the video of him shooting the Mr. Scott 8 times in the back is not reason enough, you know, and I mean, he was fleeing on foot. What was he going to do? You know, I mean, scared, you know, he didn't want to, you know, you got, you know, my gosh, you know, again, I've covered this before, but you did the crime, you know, okay, that's fine. Back child support, warrant for back child support. In this case, let's kill the person. Oh, goodness, another one here. So, anyway, there is a small amount of time from the car incident, I guess, when he was pulled over. You know, there was a dash cam that Officer Slager had running, but then there's a little bit of time, probably a couple minutes worth of time where, you know, maybe there was a small altercation, you know, that went on. But, you know, he ran. He was running. Where's he going to go? He doesn't have a gun. He wasn't running with an AK-47. He wasn't running with an AR-15 ready to kill every, you know, kids and people and everyone in the neighborhood. No, he was running because he was scared. No reason to be shot and killed. You know, I've heard so many people and they talk about, well, he shouldn't have ran. Then he would be alive today. Hey, fuck you. You know, I'm sorry. You know, this is, you know, again, punishment due to the crime. Shoplifters running because you have back child support. You know, you're just, you know, you're not sure what to do, you know, a bad decision on his part, but he shouldn't have deserved to die. So, those who blanket support this officer, even knowing some of the facts, you know, I'm sorry, I do not agree with you one bit. You know, officers are human. They make mistakes. No one's saying, you know, this whole issue of, you know, support the officer. I'm like, no, you know, if he made a mistake, he needs to pay for that. You know, something, you know, they're just need. I know cops have a job, tough job, and they put their life on the line all the time. I get that, and I respect that. I respect every single one of them that does that. But when there's something this obvious, and a life could have been saved if a better decision was made in trying to apprehend Mr. Scott, in this day and age of cameras everywhere, you would think that the officer would provide caution, you know? And any officer that lies and shoots without hesitation, Let's hope this lesson or this incident will be a lesson to other police officers in reducing their kill or be killed mindset. You know, I can't tell you that mindset just drives me nuts. I don't understand it. Kill or be killed. Really? No. Let's be better. The human life was taken and shouldn't have. But at least the North Charleston, South Carolina Police Department did the right thing this time. Hillary Clinton puts her hat into the Democratic presidential race. So her last campaign for president was in 2008 when she ran against Barack Obama. She ended her race then once Obama had taken a significant lead and eventually won the election. So this time around, Obama will not be running for a third term, as some of the right-wing conspiracies have half-joked about. Yes, people are half-joking about this, or I could say half-serious, you know. They think that he's going to run for a third term. Oh, my God. That could be a rant, but it's not this week. So her time as Secretary of State was good. Although, if you ask those who blanket hate her and Obama, the Benghazi tragedy and killings were something that will probably never go away for her. You know, it's unfortunate, you know. These four people were killed, yet, you know, gosh, for 8 years, we killed over 5,000 Iraqi people. Again, another rant for another time. So my thoughts are that she could be a good president, but I do have my reservations, mostly around the personal email server and the Clinton Foundation funds not being properly reported. So if she is the Democratic nominee, I will most certainly be voting for her, unless a normal, quote-unquote normal Republican candidate, like, say, someone like John Huntsman, who I do like and support, gets the GOP nod. Fat chance of that happening. You know, we got the clown car going on. So let's see what transpires over the next 14 months here. The Simpsons, or I could say The Simpsons, halts production on seasonal DVD sets. Yeah. So Al Jean, show co-creator, made the announcement on his Twitter feed. So right now, there are DVDs for seasons 1 through 17 and season 20. I have all of them on DVD, and I was planning or on continuing to collect them. But now, that's no more. My collection is complete, I guess, as far as DVD goes. So seriously, I wish... So seasons 1 through 17 and 20. I wish they would have made seasons 18 and 19 on DVD. Just at least complete through 20, you know? Just to have that. No, I guess not. But, you know, then they could have quit, you know? So digital releases on iTunes as well as an exclusive deal for the FXX channel were contributors in the future DVD and Blu-ray release, you know, killing, you know, any future that stuff. You know, it's all digital now, so... I liked having them on DVD, even ripping some of my favorite episodes, you know, so I haven't ripped all of them, you know, that's quite a few episodes to rip down, 22 per season, you know, times 17 plus 20, season 20, yeah, quite a bit, but hey, you know, I have ripped down a few episodes, some of my favorite ones, so I can watch them on my iPad, I guess if I want to watch any of these, so this FXX channel has exclusive rights to all Simpsons episodes through, I think, season 24. But my current cable package doesn't have FXX, so I guess either I need to upgrade my cable package so I can get that channel, or you know, just find other ways to get the newer episodes, you know, past season 20. So. I'm sad. I'm very sad that I can no longer collect Simpsons episodes or seasons, you know, series on DVD. So, digital it is. This week's rant: liquid restrictions for flying need to be gone. So back in episode 39, I addressed a similar topic and ranted about flying restrictions. So this past week, actress Alyssa Milano had her breast milk taken away at Heathrow Airport in London, all because she didn't do the research that it needed to be put into smaller 3.4-ounce containers, and she didn't have her baby with her. So this banning of small amounts of liquid for flying has existed far too long. So it first came about after the July 2006 London terrorist incident, where liquid bombs were found and caught before they made it to the airports. That's right. Never made it to the airport. So there was no actual bombs that made it to the airport. Okay. So London cops and authorities used intelligence and all that, and they caught the perpetrators before. Okay. So let's see. So why are we still banning more than 3.4 ounces of liquid? I'm no expert, but I think it's time we remove the ban. We have technology that can detect containers, liquid types. I mean, you know, we have to have, I mean, seriously. And people that are taking on explosive materials, you know, we've got to, you know, they do that thing with your hand and all that kind of stuff. I mean, really, we've come far, you know, that it's ridiculous, especially breast milk of all things. My gosh. And, you know, I know terrorists will do anything or use anything to pass whatever they need to, but good hell, really? So, you know, I mean, now, so like we have, you know, like for the longest time, we had to take off our shoes because the shoe bomber and the underwear bomber, you know, although I think, you know, I was highly suspicious why they didn't make us take off our underwear. You know, oh my gosh, you know. So, you know, but now we have, TSA has expedited lines where we can leave our shoes and underwear on without having to remove them. you know, I mean, most airports have this. So the last few times I've flown, I've been able to just walk right through. Backpack, leave shoes on, don't, you just walk through. No issues. So let's see this be our next step towards reasonable security in the near future. I certainly would like to see it. This week's shameless plug, Star Wars films released on digital format for the first time. Yes, original posting of this podcast should have been back in April. So all six movies released on iTunes, Amazon, Vudu, and other digital media outlets. So this started on April 10th. So for well over a month now, you could download any or all of the six movies. They're $20 each. So episodes 1 through 6, which are all the enhanced versions of the movies. So any of the original ones that came out in 77, 80, and 82. No digital versions of those yet. So for those of you that are diehard fans and you want the originals on digital, nope, no release yet. And I say yet, I'm hoping maybe someday they'll have some giant release of everything, but it could be a little bit. Probably, maybe once episode 7 comes out, maybe they'll do all 7 of the enhanced, and then maybe, like, you know, special edition. But anyway, so if you want the original ones that came out on video, they're only available on VHS or Laserdisc. So I don't recommend making digital copies from VHS, but, you know, maybe from Laserdisc, you might have a better resolution. Not sure. I owned the Laserdisc versions years ago, so I seriously doubt I have anything I'm allowed that will allow it to rip down to digital. So anyway, so if you have a slow broadband connection, prepare to wait. So bonus features are included, which is a nice addition. The article linked on the show notes has more details on each one of the six movies. So I already have the digital copies of these enhanced versions on DVD that I bought some years ago from the 1997 theater-released versions. So regardless, this is still great to see these digital purchases now. Ludicrous speed! Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.